wake up and laugh.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36. 36 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
All right, so today, new phone tap, shower thoughts. We have an Axe body spray setting the bar. We have...
I hope it's chocolate smelling. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's your jam, isn't it?
That's my jam.
What was it called? We had it here in the studio for a while.
Chocolate something or other. It might have just been Chocolate Axe. I don't know.
Because I got it as a Christmas present from a work gift exchange or something. But I
enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly.
I enjoyed it.
Kelly enjoyed that smell.
It made things awkward. I just wanted to smell him all the time. It was just strange.
Okay.
Strange.
I appreciate that, though.
Well, yeah.
I do.
I mean, it's a compliment when someone wants to just smell you.
Sure.
So.
Is that more awkward than... Is it... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smelling.
Because you put it kind of like on your neck area, right? Your, like, upper body.
Well, yeah, like Axe body spray. You just kind of spray it just like in on you.
Yeah, that was awkward.
Okay.
It's awkward, but delicious.
So, yeah, that's setting the bar before 6 o'clock. And then, of course, at 6 o'clock, that's when we kick off another day of trying to get in on $1,000. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's aggressive.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot to do, a lot to get to here. A lot of things. Did you watch any of American Idol last night?
I did. I'm in. I'm fully invested.
Okay.
And there's some storylines.
They're milking?
A little.
Yeah?
And there are lots of faces like you've never seen before. And it's like, wow. Like to get to this point in the competition, and some of them we have yet to see.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Impressive.
Like they're absolutely doing a good job of milking, trying to get you invested in certain people like early on. From the early auditions.
Yeah, I think they got to try to do something because American Idol is not the powerhouse it once was.
No.
Even the reboot, it even took, you know, like, well, what, like a year, year and a half, two years off, something like that.
Right.
And people are like, oh, okay. Well, then American Idol comes back. It's like, wow.
They're taking full advantage of their new home on ABC because they're flying whoever's left
Dancing
now.
Dancing the Stars, The Bachelor.
Now they're going to Disney's Hawaii Resort.
Right, sure.
And that's where they're going to be doing the final eliminations before the live shows. So they're going to fly everybody out there and just be like, this is the end of the road for you. Right. Aloha.
Aloha.
Or how do you say goodbye? Aloha is hello, right? What do they say when you're leaving? Is it aloha?
Mahalo?
Mahalo.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Mahalo?
I got to go back and watch Moana.
Can you Google that?
I don't know. Sure. Like right now? So much Googling in the morning. But anyway, it's just they're taking full advantage of their new home on ABC with Disney.
All right.
In there. So lots of cross promotion I'm expecting.
All right. So what would be fun is if they combined The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, and American Idol.
Well, you know she's going to pop up at some point. The Bachelorette. She'll pop up.
As like a mentor?
Something's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. By the way, with Louisville Loot kicking off here in just a few minutes,
mm-hmm.
we're going to try to say and spell the word because a lot of people were like just hearing the wrong words that we were saying. We got a lot of texts and a lot of tweets. So we'll do our part. We'll do our part to try to make it as easy for you as possible, okay?
Yes.
That is on the way, and like I said, setting the bar coming up here in just about 10 minutes. Good morning, guys. So it's happening this Friday at the Kentucky Derby Museum Project Prom, an opportunity for you to pick up a gently used evening gown, prom dress, for only $10.
Yeah, now if you're looking for something for a formal event, Derby Eve Gala, something like that, doesn't necessarily have to be prom. There's going to be like over 800 dresses.
Yeah.
So all $10.
There's a ton.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. Benefits Marry Her. So good event there. And it kicks off after 4 at the Kentucky Derby Museum. So, yeah, more details, WDJX.com. Text message says it's the Dark Temptation Axe body spray.
Oh, my.
What you were,
I guess you,
were,
know what you were so with into. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's kind of a part of setting the bar. All right.
Fantastic.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio. Set at the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you could somehow manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, using Axe body spray as mouthwash, you're doing okay.
Ooh. Now listen, especially the Dark Temptation chocolate, it fools you into thinking that's got to be tasty. It smells tasty.
Let's I don't think do that. That's what Efron Ramirez was confused about when he decided to use Axe body spray in his mouth.
Do tell.
As cops were approaching him during a traffic stop.
Oh, maybe, hey, let's cover up the smell of the alcohols.
Ding.
Ah, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, he probably did think for a hot second, maybe added bonus, this might be tasty because it smells tasty.
Cops found not only Efron there with the Axe body spray in his hand, spraying it into his mouth, but also a 12-pack of beer on the floor and 10 of the beers empty.
Okay. That's so what they call hard evidence.
Yeah, it is. It is.
A and little.
I.
Okay. But he probably smelled real nice by the time the cops walked upon him.
Sure. They were like, wow. Efron, you smell delicious.
Yes.
He's like, yes.
It's going to be nice as we drive you in the back seat
right.
Downtown.
Right. There you
to
go.
Have a so, chat.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without one, drinking and driving.
That's bad. It kills people.
We tell you all the time, stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also without using Axe body spray as a mouthwash, you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's not effective in that way.
No.
That's not how it was intended to be used.
And that's Eddie the Bar on 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot. You ready to start this thing off?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, gosh, we probably should.
Oh, wow.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, winning word, Cherokee.
Oh, dang, let me look at it. Let me look at it.
Cherokee.
Why couldn't you just wait for a hot second? I had it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Cherokee.
Get that into the website at WDJX.com, and by the end of the day, you could be $1,000 richer. All right?
We are really expecting a lot out of you this time around. We are expecting you're going to be really good spellers. It's important because if you spell it wrong, it doesn't unlock the little vault.
No.
It doesn't do it.
No. Cherokee, Cherokee. Good luck. That is your Louisville Loot. Feel good. Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Oh, Charlie. Charlie's a dog, golden retriever.
Oh, good puppers.
Had glaucoma, lost his eyesight.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, so the owners of Charlie decided they were going to do what only they knew how to do.
Charlie is an 11-year-old golden retriever who has been suffering from glaucoma for 3 years now and has had to have both of his eyes removed as a result.
Oh. Yeah, had to literally have his eyes taken out.
Oh my goodness.
Charlie's humans then thought of an idea. How about a seeing eye dog for Charlie? Well, that's where Maverick comes in.
Yeah. Stop it. The dog Maverick, gets a seeing eye dog.
Yes, the golden retriever puppy seeing eye dog.
Maverick isn't going to leave his wingman.
No.
The family's newest pup has become Charlie's guide and service pup. Maverick helps the senior dog with everything from walking to playing and even eating. The two are practically inseparable.
Yeah.
Now proving that service dogs aren't just for people.
There. I can only imagine how cute that is. He's like, hey, buddy, this way, to the food.
I know.
Charlie is now Maverick's goose. Oh, God. Why are you not playing Top Gun right now?
I know, you're right.
Why are you not?
Well, okay.
Find it. Thank you. Oh, God.
Yes. Kat, this is a movie reference to the movie Top Gun. And
well, Maverick, I've heard of it.
Maverick is a character in that movie.
Played by Mr. Tom Cruise.
All right.
Oh, yes.
That guy.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, feel good. Little Maverick and Charlie. Maverick is Charlie's
wingman.
Seeing eye dog yeah. wingman. Yes.
Oh, man. It's so great. Yeah. Such good puppers.
There you go.
That's like a 50 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
That is your Feel Good powered by Raise Ford here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 56 today, clear, going to be nice. Tomorrow, 62, and then Thursday, 70s on the way. So that's going to be a nice touch of spring there on Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Again, your Louisville Loot winning word, Cherokee.
Cherokee. Oh, gosh. Cherokee.
That was
hard for my brain at this point in the morning. I got to be honest.
All right.
It hurt a little.
Well, $1,000 could be yours by the end of the day. Louisville Loot, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 617 and Drake. And look at that. New author coming out. Hot. AKA Cardi B.
She should stop sharing.
She
sharing corner with Cardi B should stop.
She decided she was going to announce that she's going to write a book.
Sure. And then she was talking about some things because she says, you know, she's been through a lot. She wasn't a Disney star.
No.
Made some bad choices.
Sure.
So she was on Instagram Live over the weekend. And this is where she made an admission that are making people compare her to Bill Cosby and R. Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Two people you don't want to be grouped in with, right?
No, not necessarily.
So this is why. She was talking about her days as a stripper. She said, and I quote, I had to go strip. I had to go, oh, yeah, you want a blank? Yeah. Let's go back to this hotel. And I drugged blanks up and I robbed them. That's what I used to do.
I like how you you
had to edit.
Quoted
a few.
Cardi, the
Thank
way you.
You
quoted Cardi.
Well, I'm just saying, so you understand now the correlation they're making between Bill Cosby and R. Kelly. And
the drugging of people?
Yeah. There's kind of saying, now there's a hashtag out there, Surviving Cardi B.
Okay.
Kind of modeled after Surviving R. Kelly.
All right.
It's real bad, even when a woman does stuff like that. Like, so, sharing corner with Cardi B is getting aggressive.
So she's writing a book about it.
About her life.
All right.
Because, as she says, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, she's going to get that money when she can.
Should be a fun read. Bedtime story for the kiddies.
Right. Stay away from the drugs, kids.
Okay.
So coming up, it's the number one most listened to podcast from our show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The follow-up to our therapy last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was the boyfriend who called us back.
Which was the update we didn't know we needed.
Yeah, we didn't know we needed.
We were hoping for it. Never expected it.
Until we got it. That's coming up in about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. By the way, you can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. We get it. You don't necessarily listen to the entire show, nor would you want to. So you can always just kind of pick it out, the pieces that you want. Or you can catch up on the entire show. We got them both posted there.
Why'd you say it like that? Would you want to?
WDJX.com. No. I'm saying like nobody really has 4 hours, 4.5 hours to just sit and listen to the show.
There are some.
With, you know, commercials and songs all intact.
There are a few.
Sure.
They are our super squad.
Sure. There are some that have listened to the entire show.
They're
from
with us the front whole to back. Time.
But I'm saying if
front
you don't have the time to sit there.
Sure.
I'm saying you can catch up later after the show's over.
We just deposit it right there.
Yep.
For you to consume when you want.
Yeah, WDJX.com. So this was one of the most listened to things on our podcast from yesterday.
I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda. She's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we didn't know her name was Amanda.
We didn't know her name was Amanda.
And, we knew of her.
And we got to introduced to Jason.
It was a fun conversation.
Yeah, and hear that next after 5 seconds of summer on 99.7 DJX. Is this Jason?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's up?
All right, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think you guys know my girlfriend, Amanda.
How so?
Well, she's the one with the Taylor tattoo.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. What?
Yeah, so, I mean, clearly you guys remember. You talked to her last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, as you have probably surmise, figured out about it. Mm-hmm. my sister sent your podcast to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's her.
Sure.
That's Amanda.
Did you go to her parents' house? What happened?
I did. I did go to her parents' house, and I decided that I was going to mess with her a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
All right, all right. So we walk in, and I immediately complimented the house, and I asked about, you know, how long it took to rebuild it after the fire.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I cut right to the chase. And her mom looks at me like I was just out of my mind.
Yeah.
Like it was so, so good. And she obviously had like no idea what I was talking about because, you know, there never was a fire.
Yeah, that was one of the lies that she had told, right? Uh-huh.
Right. And so then at that point, it was extremely clear that she had not told her parents the stories that she had told me.
Okay.
These were lies just for me.
So what is she looking like at this point? What does your girlfriend's face look like right now?
Oh, pure panic. Pure panic. But, you know, she actually managed to hide it pretty quick. And then she jumps in and she says, okay, hey, mom, let's grab some drinks for everybody. But, you know, no, she is absolutely dying on the inside.
Yeah.
And so they're in the kitchen getting drinks, and her dad is there with me, and he doesn't know what to do, so he just starts to talk about basketball.
Oh, okay.
Oh sure. Right. Yeah. Let's whip out the sportsy sports, start talking about sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They come back from the kitchen with a tray of drinks and everything, and I could tell that maybe she included her mom in, but I figured I'd go for it just to bring up the dog.
Oh, no. Yeah, the other dog lied.
The dog, yep. Taylor.
Sure.
The childhood dog, right. Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. That was strike two.
Mm-hmm, the supposed origin of the tattoo.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I say, I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a dog. I said, what kind of dog was Taylor? Sounds like Taylor was a very good boy. Tell me about him, Nick. I want to know more about that breed.
Wow. Okay.
And so her dad is confused again. Obviously. I can tell he's about to start talking about March Madness.
Right.
Then her mom just jumps right in, doesn't skip a beat, and starts saying, like, oh, what a good dog he was. And but I could tell that she was trying to figure out what to say next. So she's like, oh, such a good dog. Very, very good.
Now mom's in on the line.
So she's trying to cover for her daughter.
Yeah. And so, but I'm trying not to laugh, doing everything in my power. And honestly, I was a bit impressed at her mom's improv skills.
Okay.
Okay.
But at that point, Amanda cracked.
Oh, your girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She gave up at that point and admitted to the whole thing. And thank God her parents have an awesome sense of humor. Everything ended up great. They thought it was hilarious and just how far she went to cover up the fact that she loves Taylor Hanson so much.
Yeah, it was elaborate. It was elaborate.
Yeah, incredibly elaborate.
Yeah. Like, the Taylor Hanson tattoo on the back of her ear, and she lied to you about it being her family pet that had passed away. But, oh, yeah, there's no pictures in the house because of a fire. All those lies. Wow.
What did you think when you originally heard the podcast and heard that this was all indeed a huge pack of lies?
Honestly, my first thought was kind of like, I knew it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It sounded so unlikely.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, a dog tattoo behind your ear, and oh, I can't show you any pictures because there was a fire.
You're like, come on.
Yeah, really?
So how are you guys now? Are you guys good, or what? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Things are great. We actually ended up having, like, a really excellent visit, and it ended up being, like, a really good icebreaker. Like, once you get through that, like... I think you can get through a lot. And then on the way home, she apologized again, and we promised to each other that we wouldn't be lying anymore.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's a good start. See, look, you just built a solid foundation.
Wow.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like the number one important thing, I think, in a relationship. Is honesty.
Yeah. Don't lie.
Built on a bed of lies, but now recovered, and now we're moving on. Well, Jason, thanks for the follow-up. It's not often that we get follow-ups on things like this, but that was good.
Okay, now here's the follow-up to the follow-up. I'm going to need you guys to get a dog and name it Taylor.
That's good.
I guess doable.
Jason, thank you, man.
Yeah, I absolutely know. Thank you, guys. This was way too much fun.
All right.
That was excellent.
Yeah, Kim texted in and said, run, Jason, run. I thought Taylor was an ex-boyfriend, not Taylor Hanson. What
a
weirdo.
Come on. Listen to the sweet, sweet songs that are playing in the background. Come on.
Sure.
Come on.
How can you not get a tattoo of Taylor Hanson behind your ear? Another text that said, I bet Jason got some makeup mbop after that.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Thank you, Jason, for the follow-up there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Just gets a little bit more awkward as Kelly and I stand in the shower and ponder life, you know, then those weird random thoughts hit you. A lot of times you're in the shower.
Why? Why, sir? Listen, I'm going to need for you to start busting down that beard at this point. If we're going to continue on with the segment, I need you to bust down the beard.
You can use it as a loofah.
Ben! It's already bad to think of you guys naked. Like,
stop! Like, stop! We don't say that.
You're like, get my back.
We don't say that.
Get my back.
Okay.
Thank you. Is it right there?
Okay. We're fully clothed, Kat, just FYI.
Got it.
Fully clothed.
Makes it even more awkward. Shower thoughts on the way and another winning word for you coming up at 7. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Home of Louisville Loot, another shot for you to win coming up here at around 7 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. We got a message, Facebook message, at Ben and Kelly Show from a listener, Jamie. She sends over a photo and just says, your shirt is ready.
Oh, no. What did she do?
I went ahead and posted it on our Insta story at Ben and Kelly Show. Listen, so if you want to see it,
Jamie's in the super squad. So she takes it upon herself to do things.
She sent a photo of the t-shirt and it says tender nipple syndrome.
Oh my God. Jamie.
And she says, I can't wait for you to wear it.
Jamie!
It's see-through and all.
Oh, she's one of our biggest enablers. What? Oh, so, this behavior is not stopping.
So she's stopping by today lunch to hand deliver it.
A special delivery even. And it's see-through?
Yeah.
Oh, we just... See, ooh. Now...
Everyone. Did you hear what Kat said?
Yes.
I was like, wait, whoa. I don't know if I was ready for that.
There's going to have to be a follow-up picture now.
You know what that means.
Of me wearing it?
Yeah, well, of course.
Oh, my God.
She said she can't wait to see it on you.
Yeah.
You will have to change into it while she's here. You know that.
Yeah,
she's going to want a picture of her handiwork on the specimen she made it for.
I wore a button-down so I can easily take it off.
I was going to say, listen, honey. Your buttons look like they're working hard, right? Like in this particular area.
That's okay. My massive chest.
Exactly.
That's right.
Your schmedium is working real hard today. Okay, wow.
Yeah, so if you want to see a picture of the...
That just got real.
You know what I'm thinking.
Of the t-shirt Jamie made.
Oh my gosh.
At Ben and Kelly Show Insta story.
That is custom design. You can't find that in stores.
If it's a white shirt...
Yeah, it is.
At the end of races, when you're all soaking wet.
Hell, yeah.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You know what they say about white t-shirt contests?
No. So, no.
The mini and the marathon's coming up.
No.
I know.
I will say, the last time, though, I hesitate to wear a white, because it's kind of like an off-white shirt color.
And if it's cotton.
And I hesitate to wear a white shirt, because the last time I wore a white shirt, for the mini marathon.
Uh-oh. It was bad.
It looked like I had been stabbed in the chest twice when I had the professional photo taken of me.
Yeah.
Because of what the shirt says.
It's chafing.
Because of what the shirt says. Yeah. The shirt signifies exactly why I don't wear a white shirt.
Are you bleeding?
Yes.
Why are you bleeding?
Because of the chafing.
I just don't understand.
When you're running,
the
it's
tenderness.
Like
you need a sports
look
bra.
At me, Kat, look.
It's the tenderness.
I get it, but I didn't know it. You actually bled.
Doing a running motion. When you think about this for like how many, 13 miles?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Friction
takes its toll on your body parts.
It takes its toll on its body parts.
Yeah, which is it's one of the 9,000 reasons I don't run. I can't.
Can we buy you a sports bra that says tender nipple syndrome on it?
I think you should probably have a man bro. Something.
Can you do a man bra? Do they have man bras?
Yeah, they should anyways, really market that. They're missing the boat on that.
Anyways, you can see it on, we posted it on our Insta story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Jamie.
So we'll have to take a photo once it comes. But yeah, I mean, we appreciate the gifts.
Well, now Jamie. You have to wear it because it's a gift.
Absolutely.
Even though it's creamy white, I don't care if you look like you have bloodshots on your chest. You're going to have to wear it.
Her shirt doesn't have that on it,
creamy white?
Her design
is not red. Her okay. design does not incorporate red, so it's fine. I think okay. it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be majestic, yeah. even
yeah.
on your chest.
Thank you.
Your area.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So anyways, thank you, Jamie.
Jamie.
Yeah, if you want
thank
to see,
you.
If you want to see the photo, like I said, at Ben and Kelly Show, our Insta story.
What have we done to people's minds?
I don't know.
What have we done?
Coming up next, Kelly and I stand awkwardly in the shower, ponder life. It's called Shower Thoughts.
Not helping.
sorry. It just goes from one extreme to the next. Welcome to the show, friends. It's 99.7 DJX. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 99.7 DJX, streaming Ben and Kelly Show.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get us there too. That sound is the sound of Kelly and I standing awkwardly in the shower, this pondering life.
Not helping.
You know, when you have those weird random thoughts, a lot of times it's in the shower because that's when you're alone. That's when you have time to really collect your thoughts. That's when these things pop into your head.
You're just zoning out.
Yeah. Yeah. Shower thoughts.
Like, this is something that hit me.
Yeah.
Who heard snoring and decided, yep, that's a letter Z? You know, when you see it written, it's like, yeah. Z. No, that sounds like, nothing.
Yeah, that's.
But what letter would that be?
Would that be like R's?
I mean,
oh.
That's probably how Cardi B snores.
Yeah,
she probably snores
sure.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, wow, such deep thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Yeah, shower thoughts.
Oh, crrr.
You know, stupid.
Think before you speak.
The plural of Benjamin is Benjamin.
That's really like the best you can come up with.
Just kind of thought of that.
I mean, I get it. Your name's Benjamin.
I am a singular Benjamin.
Yes.
But if there are more of me, Benjamin.
Does that make you feel masculine?
I don't know.
So dumb. Oh, God.
Shower thoughts.
It gets better. Hey, you know, dad bod
yeah.
and father figure are essentially the same phrase. Wildly different meanings.
I hate that.
Wildly different.
Father figure and dad bod.
Way different.
I don't like You're that right. at all.
Way different meanings, but kind of the same thing. But wildly different.
Wildly different.
Oh, wildly
this
different.
Is all very true.
Oh, no.
This is all very true. All right, one more. Shower thoughts. Weird random thoughts that we have.
Uh-huh.
Standing in the shower.
Uh-huh.
So, instead of up and down, if our butt were split horizontally...
Oh, my God.
Where are you going with this?
When we went downstairs, it would clap. Right? We're like...
Stop making
sound effects were not needed this morning.
I mean, we can really just be thankful that it was split up and down rather
Lord.
Than horizontal.
The Lord knew what he was doing with it. Stop.
Ah, there's Kelly.
So much learning.
Yeah, that's shower thoughts.
Oh my God.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right.
Oh, stop.
Walk on over to the computer.
No, I
over
can't.
To your phone.
I literally can't think of going up and downstairs the same way now, sir. You've ruined stairs.
And get ready for another winning word for Louisville Loot. All right?
You've ruined
Imagine
stairs.
Running.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about the tenderness that would happen there.
Yes.
There'd be definite tenderness. I know. All right, that's coming up.
Oh, okay.
Winning word Louisville Loot on the way on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service. School supplies, learning tools for everyone.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Here we go.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
All right, at WDJX.com, Sawyer. Is the winning word.
Sawyer. S-A-W-Y-E-R. Sawyer. Looks
Sawyer.
Like Sawyer.
Sawyer.
Yeah.
But one word.
Like Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
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 Yeah? Yes.
All right. Sawyer, WDJX.com. Get that in. Louisville Loot. That is your winning word. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day on 99.7 DJX. This is a lot different than the farting troll, right?
Oh, yes.
The glitter getaway. Goodness. By the way.
Aggressive.
We called the winner yesterday. We need to announce the winner coming up here in just a few minutes. That trip to sunny Southern California to Universal Studios.
We made that call about midday yesterday, but people were like, honest.
Yeah, they were
like,
ready to go.
How about now? How about now? Yeah. How about now? Have you called me yet?
How about you call me?
How about
me?
Now?
How about you call me now? So
I'm
anyways,
ready.
Yeah, the farting troll glitter getaway, that is coming up. But yeah, the Louisville Loot. Sawyer, that is your word to get in on that $1,000 on DJX. Right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour right about this time. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. RaiseFord.com. So, this guy eating at a restaurant. His bill came. It's about $48, whatever. Samantha Clark was his waitress, right? So, he said someone had taken... He had, like, come up to the counter and said, hey, someone took my wine glass accidentally, a little too early. Then asked to speak to the manager. And she's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yep, he's probably going to ask for his meal for free.
He's going to complain, something.
Yeah.
Instead, he told the manager that he wanted to leave a tip, and he wanted to make sure that tip was going to be split amongst every worker at the restaurant. Which you're like, all right, well, that's kind of cool.
That's nice.
You know,
that is an interesting turn of events.
Sure.
He tipped $2,000 on a $48 bill.
Wow.
Everybody at the restaurant got about $140.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a sigh of relief that A, he wasn't complaining.
Wasn't going to complain, right?
B, that's unexpected and awesome.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's great.
Imagine if they didn't take the wine glass early. Would he have tipped $4,000?
I feel like he went in there knowing he was going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's
a
knee-jerk sort of impulse type of thing. Which I did see. It's popped up a bunch of stories on my news feed that people have spent over $48 million in drunk purchases.
Holy cow.
In drunk purchases.
That is quite an industry.
Like, you know, you have a couple glasses of Arbor Mist and then you're scrolling, you're flipping it through your phone on Amazon
I
Prime.
Do
and you're
need
like,
that.
Wow.
I just bought a van on Craigslist.
That could be delivered tomorrow? Okay. Bye.
I'll meet you at the Target parking lot to get my van.
My van. Wow, I got a van. Sorry, this is a feel good. It's a feel good story.
We beard a little bit.
The guy gave a $2,000 tip.
That was amazing.
But yeah, did you hear $48 million in drunk purchases?
Stop. Jeez. Let's come back to the feel good lane.
Have you bought something weird when you were drunk?
My famous story that I've told several times on the air. Yeah. My best friend bought like a $20,000 chandelier in Vegas.
Good.
At a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like,
I want that. And they were like, okay, sir.
I mean, he didn't even remember until it showed up on his bill. Yeah.
We're going to wrap that up and ship it for you.
Which goes to show you that you can literally buy anything off of a hotel, at a hotel.
Yep.
Like, anything a hotel has, they'll sell you.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a feel good. It's a feel good story. This guy left a $2,000 tip. Let's get back to it.
We get so far off the beaten path. Okay.
Sorry.
Wow. It was like squirrel.
Yeah.
Shiny thing.
But did you hear 46
stop.
Million?
Stop. That's
million.
A whole other
that's
show.
That's my feel good.
We could spend many hours talking about that and dissecting it.
Drunk purchases?
Dang.
DJX. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember when I said $46 million was spent by people drunk purchasing?
I do remember that.
I was incorrect. I was incorrect. By a lot.
Is it more?
Try 48 billion.
I'm sorry.
I misread that.
Back the
billion.
Truck up. Billion?
What?
Drunk shopping, $1 billion industry.
Broken it down to like
it's
what?
A drunk purchase, $1 billion industry.
Like what are people buying? Is there like a common drunk purchase?
Are
a lot of people buying chandeliers from hotels in Vegas?
Well, Amazon, I mean, they're basically looking at like websites. Amazon being the number one destination. eBay being the number two destination.
But how did they know if they were drunk?
Is there a checkbox? Are you drunk?
Being the number three.
Okay.
About $949 a year per person.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That if you carve that out of your budget, you're saving yourself a bunch of dough.
Yeah, so it's mostly it's clothes.
Oh yeah.
They have a couple glasses of Arbor Mist, and like, wow, those pants look great.
I would look fantastic in those zebra sequin pants.
Yeah. Then movies, games, tech products, and food. Those are the drunk purchases.
Oh, fudge covered Oreos all day long.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the food lane.
Do they have a subscription service? I need to sign up for that.
Yeah, if they did, though, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right.
That was fun.
Yeah, welcome.
Good fun times.
Oh, hey, we got to call our winner for the glitter getaway.
The glitter getaway.
Remember this?
Stop. Why? Oh.
I had to do it one more time.
It wasn't necessary.
Yes, it was. It was necessary. All right, we call the winner coming up near next. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Remember, Sawyer is your Louisville Loot winning word. That is what you get in at WDJX.com. Chance for $1,000 by the end of the day on 99.7 DJX. Of course, for several weeks, you heard this.
Must you? Again.
Give me one last time. Will you please? Will you please?
I shake my head and roll my eyes.
Will you please
several
just give
times,
me this?
Repeatedly.
Universal Studios trip. Hollywood, California. Hello?
Hello.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer. It's Ben and Kelly over at 99.7 DJX.
Shut up.
How are you?
Serious? I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty well.
No, we're just hanging out. It's our afternoon nap time.
Yeah.
Did I for real just win?
Jennifer.
No way.
You're a
no
winner. Way. Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer.
I am so happy.
You are flying away to California, Universal Studios, you and a guest.
I just won Universal. Yes, they're on phone. Ben and Kelly. Hello.
Wait, who are we talking to now?
Yeah, who else are we talking to?
I'm talking to my coworker.
Hello, coworker.
What do you do for a living? What are you doing?
I'm a medical assistant.
All right, hopefully we're not interrupting you medically assisting anybody.
You're not saving a life right now.
Well, at first I wasn't going to answer, and I was like, I know Ben and Kelly are going to call me, so maybe this is them.
You got it.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Congratulations again, Jennifer, winner of the Glitter Getaway. Trip to sunny Hollywood, California.
That was awesome.
Universal Studios, where she can witness and experience Guy Diamond, the tooting troll.
And all of the other things that Universal has to offer.
Well, yeah.
Nope, just the farting troll.
That's it. You go see him and then you leave.
And then you leave. All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. A little phone tap action.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Mm. Well,
there was no sign.
I was going to say, if there's not a sign posted.
There's no sign.
We've had to create many, many signs because of many different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, new phone tap coming up here in about 15 minutes. Hang on. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, just saw on Twitter yesterday, she had released The Way 6 years ago with Mac Miller. Crazy. Crazy.
Long time ago. Memories.
7:30 here at 99.7 DJX. Another Louisville Loot winning word coming up at 8. Chance for you to pick up $1,000 by the end of the day. That's pretty cool. Coming up next, a lot of people text us all the time saying, you know what? They need their daily dose of Robert Hassenpepper. Well, you're going to get at least a small dose of Mr. Hassenpepper coming up.
Couple minutes worth
uh-huh. with your phone tap.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Listen, was that posted on a sign?
Now, to be fair, Robert is a rule. He's a rule biter.
Yes.
He abides by the rules.
Yes, he does. He does things by the book.
That's right. He just wants to make sure that he's allowed in with his service animal. It's coming up next.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jackie sent us a message. I'd love it if you played a prank on my coworker, Keisha.
All right.
Now, I don't want to say where we work, but she's at the front desk in a government office building.
Sure.
Her birthday's coming up this week. I think it'd be great if you call her with one of your little phone taps. She's very professional, but I think if you push her enough, you're going to see the real Keisha coming out. LOL.
All right. Welcome, Keisha, to your very first phone tap.
Office. This is Keisha. How can I direct your call?
Hi there, Keisha. It's Robert Hassenpepper here. I have a couple of questions, hoping maybe you could help me answer.
Okay.
I'm going to be there tomorrow for a meeting, and I wanted to check on your building policy about service animals.
You want to bring a service animal to a meeting here?
That is correct.
Like a seeing eye dog?
Well, no, not exactly. This is an emotional support animal, you see.
Oh, yeah, okay. We've had people bring in a dog or something with, like, a little vest.
Right, yeah. So I just wanted to make sure you guys had a policy there in place, and I wasn't going to have any issue or difficulty.
I don't know what our exact policy is, but I've seen people do it here.
Okay, so it's okay for me to bring an emotional support animal there for my meeting. I can bring Gypsy.
Gypsy? Is that your dog?
Well, no, ma'am. Gypsy is my emotional support horse.
A horse?
That is correct. I've had her for 2 years now, and I bring her everywhere.
You bring your horse into a meeting?
Gypsy, you see, is very well behaved.
No. Wait a minute. You can't be bringing a big old horse in here. That's, like, crazy. This is a government building.
Well, ma'am, it's not a full-size horse, you see. It's a miniature horse.
Oh, this is so much better.
A baby horse?
No, you're not understanding me. It's fully grown, but it's a miniature horse. It's a special breed.
Okay, well, how big is it?
Well, you see, Gypsy is about 2.5 feet tall. Really cute, and she keeps me calm.
Well, I'm not going to be calm if I see a horse walking in here. I'm sorry. Sir, you can't bring a horse to a meeting.
It's a miniature horse.
Well, this is a full-size building, and you still can't bring a horse in here.
Well, Keisha, you could think of it like a big dog.
Can you put a saddle on this horse? A little saddle?
Actually, I have a little monkey that rides on my horse, too.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Well, I won't bring the monkey, ma'am, just Gypsy.
Sir.
Ma'am, you know the Americans with Disabilities Act says that a miniature horse can qualify as a service animal.
Ooh, facts.
So you even have a disability, sir?
Well, not exactly, but I do have a miniature horse.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up now.
Keisha, I just want to go to my meeting, and I want to bring Gypsy along so that I can stay calm.
What department is this meeting in?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the name of the department. It's whichever department oversees the licenses for radio stations.
Radio stations?
Yes, ma'am. Radio stations. Like 99.7 DJX.
Keisha, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. Jackie set you up for a phone tap.
Are you playing with me? We're on the radio right now.
Keisha. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That was the craziest call. I was like, what is going on? Oh, my goodness.
This is a full-size building.
Listen.
And you can't bring
a miniature
horse.
You cannot bring a miniature horse.
She's my spirit animal with her sass level.
Yeah. I want to see a picture, though, of the monkey riding the horse.
Right. Text message from a listener. Robert and Keisha are killing me this morning. Savannah texts in, oh, my God, I love this girl. Yeah, Keisha was totally a great sport. There you are. That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every Tuesday, we offer up a brand new phone tap, kind of where we have fun at, you know, your friend's expense there for a little bit. But sometimes the student becomes the teacher.
Sometimes the teacher becomes a student.
Sometimes it gets reversed, too. Hello?
Hi. Do you guys have any toilet paper?
Why? Yes.
Toilet paper. Uh-huh. I need some right now.
Oh, you okay. Do?
Well, I'm just asking you to bring some over.
Where are you?
Wait, this isn't Ronnie?
It is not Ronnie.
Oh, Lord, I am so sorry. It's just I haven't spoken to anyone in such a long time. Please stay on the line with me. I don't want to lose anyone else. Ever since my husband passed away, it's just so hard.
We'll be here for you.
Could you come over and take care of me?
I'm going to send our intern over right now.
Well,
why would you say that to an old lady?
Well, because we want you to have companionship.
What did you say?
You sound upset.
Oh, well, can you at least tell me a story or a funny joke? I haven't laughed in years.
Ben will tell you a joke. Go ahead.
You've just been pranked by prankdial.com.
What just happened? What just happened? Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
prankdial.com.
I've used those before, but everyone I prank doesn't stay till the end.
Does that cost money? Did somebody spend money on that?
No, it's free.
Free? Oh my gosh. It's a free service. Yes.
You've just been pranked by prankdial.com.
My gosh. Maybe that's how we should end our phone tap.
I think
now.
We should. Let's just use that for now.
We'll just do this.
You better been phone tabs by Ben and Keller. Phone tabs. Pranked by prankdial.com.
Oh my God.
But do it in the Robert Hossenpepper voice.
You've just been pranked by RobertHossenpepper.com. Oh
my gosh. The heck?
That's ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, well done. Well done. It's TJX. Lately, I've been go. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or a smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio and you can get us. There you can get entire shows, you can get our podcast, all that stuff. Bockfest coming up this weekend, Nulu, that's pretty cool. Goats and beer from noon to 7, be out there. It's, I think, Mackenzie Mack, who does our night show, and Garfield, who does our afternoon show, they're going to be judging the goat races and doing stuff like that. So that'll be pretty fun. They're this weekend with 99.7 DJX. Hello.
This is Ryan from Texas.
Hey, Ryan from Texas. How are you, buddy?
Texas Ryan.
I'm doing all right. It was funny a while ago. Y'all were talking, and I was listening to y'all on iHeartRadio.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't catch y'all's station over in Lexington.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I heard one of you on the left speaker, the other on the right speaker, and it was funny. Y'all were talking a while ago, and all of a sudden, I hear in a very soft voice, right out of the left speaker, almost like she's right in my ear, say, "You're such a hot mess."
Wow. Well, little did you know, Ryan, this is fun. We get to pull back the curtain so you can see the wizard. We live in speakers. So I hang out in one. Okay,
Kelly's in the left channel. Yep. I'm in the right.
Yep, we just hang out in this small little box.
Cat runs between the two.
And whisper sweet nothings in your ear hole.
That's exactly the way it sounded. I was like, oh, wait, well, what?
We are a hot mess, Ryan. We are a hot mess.
Well, thanks for checking in.
All righty, yes, sir. I just thought it was funny when I heard her say real softly in my ear, "You're such a hot mess."
Wow. You know what? I'll do that more often.
Yeah.
And that'll just be a secret little insider message to you. Like, you'll know that was for you.
That's funny.
All right, Ryan.
Y'all are awesome. I got you on iHeartRadio now, so I can listen wherever I go.
Sweet.
Love it. Thank you, man.
All righty. Thank y'all.
All right. See ya. Texas Ryan sounds like he could be a relative of Robert Hossenpepper.
I think he is. I think
somebody just texted that.
Yeah. At least a distant cousin.
Jay, texted in. That guy just sounds like Robert. Yeah, yes. For sure.
And Savannah now. Hello? And Savannah said that. Two people.
So there you go.
It's
all right.
Fantastic.
Hey, coming up, it is another opportunity for you to get in on that $1,000 today with Louisville Loot. That is on the way here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Locations, Louisville, Leetown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
We should probably get to this.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot.
Yep.
Here's your winning word.
Bellevue.
Bellevue. Okay, write it down. B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E.
Bell, like Beauty and the Beast, Bell?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E.
Bellevue. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day, okay? That's your Louisville Loot winning word here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. It is a good news story in that she is okay.
Okay.
And we found her.
All right.
Of course, we are talking about 19-year-old University of Kansas student Haley, a.k.a. Flagpole Girl.
A wild college girl climbing up a fraternity flagpole while partying on South Padre Island.
Okay. All right. Back the truck up.
Now, listen, if you haven't seen this video, text us the word pole. 502-571-9970.
That's appropriate.
P-O-L-E. And we'll send you the video of Flagpole Girl.
We should probably talk to her.
Came crashing down.
Yeah, she shimmies up this flagpole.
Yeah, she said she saw a couple of girls doing it. She's like, I can do that better. I can get higher.
23 tracked down the now infamous Flagpole Girl.
That's great.
Oh my God. So it was, there were already girls bigger than me trying to climb the pole.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, she's already sassy to begin.
Yeah.
Continue, Haley.
And making it like 5 feet off the ground. And I'm like, I bet I can make it farther.
Haley Hoffman is your typical college spring breaker.
Sure. Okay, typical yeah. spring breaker there at South Padre Island.
Pole climbing spring breaker.
With a wild video.
Human biology, so pre-med.
Oh, did you catch that? She's going to be a doctor someday.
She's in pre-med.
She's pre-med. Hey, didn't you take a half a semester of pre-med?
I took a half a semester.
Yeah, your
I
life
did.
Went differently.
My life yeah. went differently than hers.
The biology student from the University of Kansas partied hard on spring break in 2018. And in 2019, she leveled up.
Okay. She leveled up.
She leveled up.
For 2019.
Sure.
And like, Jesus, take the wheel. Like,
wait.
What did she say? Jesus.
She said, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
She did. She said that.
When
you find yourself on top of a flagpole, right. Yeah, you do.
Somebody catch me, please.
Yeah. Somebody catch me, please.
Yeah, she's having fun with no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Okay, here you go. Come on, give us one more quote, Haley.
As soon as it happened, I stood back up and I said, let's go harder.
Let's go harder!
Spring break 2019.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, this is a feel good. You know, Haley's she's good.
She's fine.
We found her. She's doing all right.
She did have a couple of little sprains, or she's wearing a little bit of a cast.
She's fine. She's
got to
live it up.
She's doing okay.
Hashtag worth it.
You know what?
Yeah.
Small price to pay for the memories that will last a lifetime.
Okay.
She's got to have these fun memories before she becomes the doctor.
Yes. Do we call her Dr. Flagpole Girl?
Yes!
That's your feel-good. Dr. Flagpole Girl. Text us the word pole, P-O-L-E. We'll send you the video.
She's the one they call Dr. Flagpole. I mean,
oh my gosh.
That's an old reference, but yes.
It is, yeah. So there you go. Feel good. Powered by Ray's Ford. Yay! 99.7 DJX.
That was a stretch.
Yeah, it was. Even though we both know we're liars and 99.7 DJX, Ben, Davis Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot, winning word, Bellevue. We'll spell that for you.
B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E.
You can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, all right? I'm giving you 18 opportunities today to win that $1,000, okay? Listen, every hour starting at 6 all the way up to 11. Max got your last word of the day, but yeah, you can get it in at WDJX.com. We tweeted out the link. We've also posted it on Facebook. You can see it there. But yeah. Bellevue, B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E, is your Louisville Loot winning word here on 99.7 DJX. What are you working on, Kelly?
I am working on some fantastic things. We're going to talk about Justin Bieber sleeping in a tube.
What?
No, right? That's next. 99.7 DJX, Bellevue. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can win $1,000 by the end of the day. Louisville Loot winning word, 99.7 DJX. Justin Bieber in a tube?
Well, he sleeps in a hyperbaric tube.
Explain that to Kat.
Okay, so it's a tube. Mm-hmm. Pumps like extra oxygen in there.
Yeah.
Does he have bad lungs?
It's health benefits.
It has health benefits.
Yes. So here's the thing. He put this long emotional post to fans on Instagram explaining that he's taking a little break from music. He got depressed when he was last on tour. We famously know that he cut the tour short in 2017. And so he decided that he needs to take some extra time because he wants to be a good husband.
Okay.
He wants to be a good father.
I keep forgetting he is married.
He is married.
Like you say husband, I'm like Justin Bieber, and then
she wants to have the little Biebers soon. Sure. She's very excited about that.
Oh gosh.
Sure.
Now he did say that he promised he's going to be back with an album ASAP. Because he says, you know, I got my swag. I got my swagger.
It's been a minute since we've heard some good Justin Bieber.
Absolutely. He's just kind of like not really wanting to go on tour anytime soon. So he wants a little normalcy. He's been on the road since he was like a young teen. So, yeah. But he does. He sleeps in the hyperbaric tube. So it helps with the health, the hashtag health. You can see the post. Read it all for yourself if you'd like. WDJX.com.
Remember this?
Baby Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, I need some more of this.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
Okay.
If I was your husband, I'd never let you go.
Sure.
Baby, take a chance so you'll never ever know.
Was he 14 when we had him here for a little concert at 4th Street Live?
Yeah, was it? That was this, right?
Yes.
One time?
We had no idea.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
14 or 15, yeah.
Yeah. I literally had just given birth 4 weeks earlier.
Yeah.
And in between being on stage, I had to go do mother things.
You had to strap some devices to your...
I had to strap devices to my chestular area.
To your body.
In our station like vehicle. Yeah. I had to sit on the floor, pray nobody looked in, to see old Bessie hooked up to the machine.
Old Bessie.
And then hopped up on stage.
Oh.
Oh, baby
Justin
Bieber.
Justin Bieber, we need music from you again.
Yes, it's been a minute.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
Just a baby.
Oh, remember Justin Bieber and Usher? They were like peas and carrots.
It's like Throwback Tuesday.
Throwback Tuesday with only Justin Bieber.
With just Justin Bieber.
All right, that's all we needed. All right, just a little taste. Just a little taste.
No.
Just a little taste.
He's working on himself. He's going to come back. It's going to be good. Better Bieber.
That's good.
I think he's got two options. Either he's got to make new music or he has to have a baby who's going to produce music. And grow up.
Oh, sure.
To take over his position.
Oh, that's baby
it.
Bieber.
One All right. or the other.
We'll walk in Daddy Bieber shoes.
There you go. All right. Chris Randolph, 502 Traffic. What? He used to meet me on the east side. She used to meet me on the east side. The city with a sun on set. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Surprisingly, Kat is third in our office bracket. For the NCAA tournament.
Her method is paying off. How did you choose again?
This is the best thing ever. Based off hotness of the players.
Sure.
The coolest looking party colleges.
Yes.
And cities I'd like to visit.
There you go. That produced a top three bracket
for Kat.
Impressive. I got 13 out of my Sweet 16. So, wow. I'm not doing that bad.
Dang. Like we said yesterday, there's only one perfect bracket still in the whole thing. But we have our little Battle of the Burbs bracket happening at WDJX.com. You can vote on your favorite area of town.
Yeah, nothing celebrates the basketball season quite like pitting neighborhoods against each other.
That's right.
Right.
Celebrating diversity in our Louisville neighborhoods.
Yes.
Go, Jack Carl.
So yeah, you can vote and perhaps even win a $250 or $250 to spend at Drake's there in St. Matthews. So that's pretty
cool. Our boss wants us to enter. What happens if we win?
Well, then I am going to Drake's.
Well, are you going to invite me? I mean, I can't promise I'm going to invite you guys if I win. I don't know. I mean, I gotta check. We know a lot of people. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Should we write a contract?
Sorry.
Should we write a contract?
We need a contract.
Like if I win.
Well, listen. We haven't done a new contract on the $750 million lottery, which is going to be happening tomorrow.
Exactly. It's tomorrow night, so we need to probably get that in writing as well.
Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, we also need to buy tickets.
Well, that too.
Yeah. Sure.
So anyways, Battle of the Burbs, WDJX.com. You can win $250 to spend at Drake's. Coming up next, all Robert Hassenpepper wants to know is, can he bring his emotional support animal to the meeting?
It's a valid request.
It's a phone tap. And it's coming up next.
The choice of emotional support animal, though, is what's in question.
Unique, we'll say.
Yes.
I'm 99.70 JX. Congrats again to Jennifer. She won the Glitter Getaway, heading to Hollywood, Universal Studios.
She was super excited.
Yes, she was.
She knew exactly what was up too.
Absolutely.
As soon as she figured out who was on the phone.
As soon as we were like, hey, Jennifer, it's Ben and Kelly over at DJX. She's like,
oh my gosh, stop. Did I win?
I love that.
It was awesome.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Jackie is to blame for this one.
Sure.
She said, hey, I'd love it if you play a prank on my coworker, Keisha. Now, I don't want to say where we work, but she's at the front desk at a government office building.
Okay.
Her birthday's coming up this week. I think it'd be great if you call her with one of your phone taps. She's very professional.
That's
but
good.
I think if you push her enough, you're going to see the real Keisha come out. LOL.
All right. Well, welcome, Keisha, to your very first phone tap.
Office. This is Keisha. How can I direct your call?
Hi there, Keisha. It's Robert Hassenpepper here. I have a couple of questions. Hoping maybe you could help me answer.
Okay.
I'm going to be there tomorrow for a meeting, and I wanted to check on your building policy about service animals.
You want to bring a service animal to a meeting here?
That is correct.
Like a seeing eye dog?
Well, no, not exactly. This is an emotional support animal, you see?
Oh, yeah, okay. We've had people bring in a dog or something with like a little vest.
Right. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure you guys had a policy there in place and I wasn't going to have any issue or difficulty.
I don't know what our exact policy is, but I've seen people do it here.
Okay, so it's okay for me to bring an emotional support animal there for my meeting. I can bring Gypsy.
Gypsy? Is that your dog?
Well, no, ma'am. Gypsy is my emotional support horse.
A horse?
That is correct. I've had her for 2 years now, and I bring her everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
You bring your horse into a meeting?
Gypsy, you see, is very well behaved.
No. Wait a minute. You can't be bringing a big old horse in here. That's, like, crazy. This is a government building.
Well, ma'am, it's not a full-size horse, you see. It's a miniature horse.
A baby horse?
No, you're not understanding me. It's fully grown, but it's a miniature horse. It's a special breed.
Okay, well, how big is it?
Well, you see, Gypsy is about 2.5 feet tall, really cute, and she keeps me calm.
Well, I'm not going to be calm if I see a horse walking in here. I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring a horse to a meeting.
It's a miniature horse.
Well, this is a full-size building, and you still can't bring a horse in here.
Well, Keisha, you could think of it like a big dog.
Can you put a saddle on this horse? A little saddle?
Actually, I have a little monkey that rides on my horse, too.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Well, I won't bring the monkey, ma'am, just Gypsy.
Sir.
Ma'am, you know the Americans with Disabilities Act says that a miniature horse can qualify as a service animal.
That's facts.
Do you even have a disability, sir?
Well, not exactly, but I do have a miniature horse.
Uh-oh.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up now.
Keisha, I just want to go to my meeting, and I want to bring Gypsy along so that I can stay calm.
What department is this meeting in?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the name of the department. It's whichever department oversees the licenses for radio stations.
Radio stations?
Yes, ma'am. Radio stations. Like 99.7 DJX.
Keisha, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. Jackie set you up for a phone tap.
Are you playing with me? You're on the radio right now.
Keisha. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That was the craziest call. I was like, what is going on? Oh, my goodness.
Ah, well, welcome. Welcome to your very first phone tap.
This is a full-size building. You cannot bring a miniature horse in here.
There you go. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you thought Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime and all that were enough, now Apple is jumping into the streaming service. Announcing some exclusive shows only seen on this new Apple stream, including a Steven Spielberg reboot of Amazing Stories.
That was a good show back in the day.
A Jennifer Aniston series called The Morning Show.
Yeah, with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
We've heard about that.
Now, we're assuming that it's probably going to be around $10 a month, like Netflix or, you know, the Amazon Prime or things like that are.
Sure. And then Disney is putting out one, too.
I know, and that's going to stink because right different. Now there are so many Disney movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so they're going to pull all those movies from Netflix once Disney gets their own streaming service and make you sign up for the Disney streaming service.
Struggle is real. And so now with all these different streaming services you're going to want, it's going to cost as much, if not more,
if you
than
had
the cable that
right.
I cut for the budget. Goodness.
And then
it's
if
not
that,
working out well.
And then if that weren't enough, now there is a new $50 million gaming arena that's being built in Philadelphia.
Is this necessary?
So like, you know how there's these sports arenas like for football and baseball and soccer and things
yeah,
like that.
They play actual games
now,
though, right?
It's for gaming.
So are you telling me there's going to be a $50 million arena built so people can go and play video games?
Yeah.
Well, I also read that video games is now a high school sport.
So this arena arena is for gaming teams, and so the home of the Philadelphia Fusion, which is a gaming team there in Philadelphia, made up of a bunch of I guess players who take on international teams in this gaming world.
I cannot understand.
The arena is going to hold about 3,500 people who just want to come and hang out and
watch people play video games.
Watch people play video games.
Somebody explain it. Somebody explain it to me because my head's about to explode.
My daughter
sits
there.
We're spending $50 million on this.
Listen, my daughter sits there and watch YouTube videos of people like making slime.
My daughter does that too.
And unwrapping video in presents.
This kind of thing is enabling that behavior.
I know.
Are we going to have an unwrapping drone built?
This is the world we live in. So
it's like, I don't understand.
So Apple is coming with their new streaming service. To be released here
Unboxing Dome.
Right. There's now a new gaming entertainment arena that's being built in Philadelphia.
I don't understand.
I have a question about your wrapping presents. Is it like a contest who unwraps them fastest?
Have you seen that?
It's unsatisfying. People, I want the gifts.
No,
I don't want to watch people open the gifts.
This is the thing. They just watch hands.
No.
Opening the boxes.
Let me tell you...
She
just got off this kick, but she was on a kick where she would watch people cut things with scissors.
Are you kidding me right now?
Like cut open toys with scissors and just see what's inside. It's like what's inside. And they'd cut open these like gummy toys, regular toys, foam toys, just to see what's inside.
I want to start banging my head against a wall. This is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I cannot go outside. Outside! Play with a stick!
Listen, make your money.
Oh, God.
Make your money.
It's America. That your daughter's...
Make your money.
It's America.
Do what you need to do. Make your money.
Oh, gosh.
Post Malone. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can also get us on the smart speaker, 99.7 DJX Radio. Just ask it to play that and get our podcast and get all that stuff. You were just talking about this video that you saw that your mouth was just gaping wide open. If you want to text us the word game or ghost, GHOST, text us the word ghost, we'll send it to you.
I'm shook. So there's a couple, young couple in Michigan, that found some scratches on their one-year-old's face.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought, well, okay, at first she's a baby, maybe, you know, right. Did it to herself. But then they decided to get a baby monitor camera.
Right.
And watched the footage.
Yeah.
And found a figure clearly walking across the room. And I'm shook. I'm out. I'm packing my bag.
Nope. Yeah, the video, and if you text us the word ghost, you can see that
it's clear
what Kelly's talking about. This video of this apparition. It almost looks too human, though.
Well, yes, but like, you see through it. You know it's not a person. It's not completely solid. It is really
the kid's
disturbing.
Standing in her crib,
in her pack and play. Yeah,
yeah, in her little pack and play, just kind of obviously just kind of hanging out or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm immediately skeptical when I see that video.
Really?
But
that is clearly the figure of a human.
Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah, and that's my point.
Well, they held their baby's hands up to the scratches on the face and it didn't match up.
Mm.
So that's what prompted them to buy the camera, set it up, watch the footage, and then they had paranormal experts out to investigate the house.
Yeah.
Then confirmed
that
they found
haunted.
Paranormal activity in the house. So the backstory is that the former owner of the house was an older lady, suffered a broken hip, died in the house. Her schizophrenic brother lived in the guest home until he died a few years later. So there's backstory there.
So there could be a couple different ghosts haunting that place.
Absolutely. Yeah. So now, obvi, right. They're looking to move ASAP.
Well, if you want to see the video that we're talking about, text us word ghost, G-H-O-S-T, and we'll send it to you.
This stuff is frightening.
Yeah, I know. You're nope. All wrapped in on this.
Nope.
That ghost wants us out. I mean, I was going to say, it's not one of those videos where you're like struggling to see where
like
you think the apparition may be. Right?
No,
you can
like
clearly
person.
See it.
It
you
looks
can
like a person.
See it.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's an opportunity for you to get in on that $1,000 every single day. That we're giving away.
18 times a day.
Yeah. Louisville Loop, coming up. 99.70 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone.
Locations, Louisville Etown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Okay, how about Louisville Loot?
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Magnolia.
M-A-G-N-O-L-I-A.
Magnolia.
Sound it out. Mag-no-li-a.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Magnolia.
I paid attention in elementary school.
If you put that word into WDJX.com, you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Magnolia, your Louisville Loot winning word here on DJX. All right, feel good stories. Every single hour powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. This is a story of a dog.
A dog?
Charlie.
Charlie, good pupper.
Charlie is a golden retriever.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Yeah, here's the thing. Charlie had an issue with glaucoma and lost his eyesight, but not only that, actually had to have his eyes removed.
Oh, my goodness.
Charlie is an 11-year-old golden retriever who has been suffering from glaucoma for 3 years now and has had to have both of his eyes removed as a result.
Yeah.
Charlie's humans then thought of an idea.
Okay, so what's the idea? How are we going to help Charlie, the golden retriever who has two eyes that are now missing?
How about a seeing eye dog for Charlie? Well, that's where Maverick comes in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Maverick.
This is so great.
The seeing eye puppy.
The family's newest pup has become Charlie's guide and service pup. Maverick helps the senior dog with everything from walking to playing and even eating.
Yeah.
Oh, Maverick is his
four-month-old. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my
the two
gosh.
Are practically inseparable, now proving that service dogs aren't just for people.
And there you go.
Charlie's his goose.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
So Charlie and Maverick, the two dogs there, Charlie lost his sight. Maverick is his four-month-old seeing eye dog.
That is precious. That is 50 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
There you go.
That's more like the great pupper scale. Yes. That is a great pupper.
That should feel good.
Awesome.
Do them every single hour here. Powered by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. It's Halsey without me on DJX. Ava Max, 99.7 DJX. Home of Louisville Loot, where you could win $1,000 today. Magnolia is the word. Get that in at WDJX.com and you could be a winner. You want to check in with Blue Ivy? She's 7 now.
Yeah, oh, wow. Is she really 7?
Yeah, that's Beyonce and Jay-Z's kid.
Sure.
Yeah, 7 years old.
7 years old.
It's joke time with Blue Ivy.
It's corny joke time. And I'm here with a very special guest, my beautiful granddaughter. So hey. Here it goes.
That's, of course, Tina Knowles.
Yeah, Beyonce's mom.
Yeah.
So, how many petals, how many lips does a flower have?
Okay, how many lips does a flower have?
How many lips does a flower have?
You know what? I'm going to let
her.
Yeah,
go ahead and let the professional.
Yes, I'm going to let the
take
professional
take the punchline on that.
Yes, deliver that line.
Yeah.
Well, how many?
Two lips.
Tulips?
You get it?
I get it.
There's a kind of flower that's called a tulip.
I got it.
Now, you know what? I like the fact
just in case you didn't get it.
That, you know,
no.
More comedians should explain, really break down their jokes
really
and explain.
Should.
Yeah.
Explain them.
I mean, the audiences would get them a lot faster if they
right?
were explained. Right?
There you go.
If she said petals, you might have thought like 8 and then, yeah.
Well, she corrected right. herself. She was like, wait, I'm going down the wrong path for this
wrong,
joke.
Wrong path.
She corrected herself.
The setup was wrong.
Yes. As all good comedians do.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Blue Ivy there. Corny joke time on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, Blue Ivy was on Instagram She did a little corny joke time.
I mean, you only see Tina Knowles, Lawson.
Right.
Beyonce's mom.
Right, for
sure.
But
you see like her hand flash and you hear her off camera.
So, how many petals, I mean, how many lips does a flower have?
All right, how many lips does a flower have?
Jokes on jokes.
Two lips. Get it?
Yeah.
We get it.
Very good.
And she explains it, which is great. What all good comedians should do.
But not all blue, it's not just limited to Blue Ivy.
No.
With the kid jokes.
Both of our children have gotten in the joke game before.
Jokes with Jacob.
Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
Yeah, why was it?
It had 24 carats. What does the baby corn say to the mother corn?
What does the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Where's popcorn?
Where's...
Hey-o!
Wait a minute.
Hey-o!
Did he just tag his joke with a hey-o?
He did.
Hey-o!
That was when he was six. He was six, so he delivered those.
And then, like, Zoe, when she was three, dropped some jokes.
Yeah. Hey.
Tell your joke.
Why did the octopus cross the street?
Okay.
Why did they? Maybe to search for some water?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because he was trying to get to his baby.
Aww, very sweet.
That's a good parent.
All right.
Why did the shark cross the street?
All right. First the octopus, now shark is...
I'm going with the water.
Crossing the street. Okay. This is Zoe. Uh-huh.
Because he was trying to get to his feeding son.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
That's adorable.
I like how she struggles to get the words out.
Yeah. Zoe's like three here.
His feeding son.
Yes.
All right. One last joke from Zoe. All right.
Why did the penis cross the street?
Wow. Her vocabulary, though.
Wow. The setup was impeccable. All right. Why did the penis cross the street?
Because it was trying to get to his penis wife.
All right. Hashtag penis wife. Wow.
What?
Okay.
What was going on?
There you go. That was Kid Joe Corner right there.
Zoe's brain.
Blue Ivy, oh, Jacob, and then Zoe.
Oh, wow.
She had a very mature vocabulary.
But all very important questions there.
Oh, my
all right.
God.
There you are. That's Joe Corner on 99.7 DJX. Go, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. You can get the entire show there. Give us an hour or so after the show's done to get the entire show up there. But then you can get segments and stuff like that all right there from the website at WDJX.com. So pretty cool there. Text message at 502-571-9970. Danielle asks, now my kids keep saying, what's a penis wife?
Now, what is one?
Now, you may be saying, well, what does that even mean? Is the punchline to my daughter's joke when she was three.
Because it was trying to get to the other, his penis wife.
Yeah, the other, his penis wife. There you go.
Okay.
Why
did it cross the road?
I mean, these are all very valid setups and punchlines.
What was going on in your three-year-old daughter's brain that made her come up with that one? I don't understand. We need to have a talk.
Like I said, you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Hey, another shot for you to win that $1,000 today, coming up at 10 o'clock with Louisville Loot.
Wow.
Okay.
Can that be one of the words?
Penis wife? Is that one word? See,
I feel like it's hyphenated at best. Or I feel like it's two separate words.
That would confuse people.
Yeah, it would.
I think it would confuse people if we put penis wife and we said, all right, that's... Your Louisville Loot winning word is penis wife.
He's just like, okay, tuning in at this point.
Do we put a space between the S and the W?
God, there is somebody that just tuned in right at that point, and they have no idea what that came from.
These are supposed to be Derby horse names. Is that the next horse?
Oh. I'm just asking.
His penis wife.
Okay, that's why. That's why.
All right.
Thank you, Zoe.
All right. For that, we got to go.
Yeah, she broke the show.
We
got
to go.
All right.
Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
What's his name? I need the dollars to beat it up like a yacht.
compra todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el Latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. A ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me dice la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chat. Set up fire, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Just to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Yeah. Oh, I need the dollars. So just beat it up like piñatas. Turn the drops, close the curtains.
Como Celia Cruz tengo el azúcar. Azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tenis Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara, no salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, has escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa, soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami es la cosa, el que mira sufre y el que toca goza. Goza, goza, goza. I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond District in the chat.
I said I like it like that.